Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Caroline Perez. The first name that is C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Caroline, and the last name P-E-R-E-Z.
Okay, thank you.
Z.
And what's the phone number for her, just in case if we get disconnected?
Yeah, sure. The phone number that is 530-651-8765.
Okay, Eric, thank you for the transfer. I'll go ahead and take the call.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. My name is John, and I'm a legal intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. As you probably know, this is a recorded call, and what you can expect is I'm going to ask you a series of questions to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, and if you do, then I'll connect you with a law firm that would represent you at no upfront cost. They'll help you get compensated for damages if you meet this criteria. I want to ask, did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay, and I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, have you used a hair treatment product, like a relaxer or a straightener, within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you later diagnosed or developed a cancer after using a hair treatment product, like, for example, an endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Oh, Caroline, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype of your cancer?
Subtype. Let me think. I have bad memory too now.
That's okay. If it doesn't come to mind, it's not that important. It's not required, so that's okay. If the law firms take your case, they'll go get medical records on your behalf. So before I go any further, I do need to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Okay. And then, thank you, Caroline. And just to confirm, you're an adult over 18. You are the injured party, so you'll be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Caroline, can you share with me the approximate date of your diagnosis? When did you get told that you have ovarian cancer?
November 21st,
2023. Okay. November 21st, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And then
epithelial.
Epithelial tumor. Okay. Thank you. That was a subtype. Thank you. Okay. And then how old were you when you got this diagnosis? In the year 2023, in November, how old were you?
I was
47. 47? Okay. Can I get your date of birth just so I can confirm?
5/24/1975.
Okay. And I'm going to...
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your ovarian cancer?
Paula Aiken.
Okay. And Paula, how do you spell the last name? I can probably spell Paula, P-A-U-L-A.
Yes, A-K-I-N.
Okay. I found her in Sacramento.
Yes.
Okay. She's an OBGYN. When you got this diagnosis, was this in a hospital or was it in her doctor's office?
It was in her doctor's office.
Okay. Would that be the office located at 3000 Q Street, floor 5, Sacramento, 95816?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here. And I'm sorry again for your diagnosis here. Dr. Paula Aiken, OBGYN, and her office address is 3000 Q Street.
my favorite one then.
Yeah. I actually have 95816.
And that was 5816? Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Is that okay? Okay. And then looks like her phone number is 916-733-3350.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like your date of birth, did I calculate this correctly?
2025.
I'm trying to see. I believe you were 49 years of age when this diagnosis was made.
I'm 49 now, 47.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. 2020, 47. That's correct. I'm sorry.
Once I turned 40, I lost account of how old I was.
Yeah, you and me both.
I have to Google it sometimes.
Yeah, I can relate.
When you turn 40, everything hurts. The day you wake up, your birthday.
Oh.
Everything hurts. Oh, yeah. And you forget how old you are.
You were born May 24th, 1975?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay. And then, were you living in Kentucky or Louisiana or Tennessee when you received this diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then, did you use a hair treatment product of any brand more than 4 times in a year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. Well, did you use, let me rephrase the question this way. Did you use the hair treatment product at least 4 times in a single year?
I use it once a month.
Once a month. Okay. So that would be about 12 times per year on average?
Yes.
Okay. So the answer, mm-hmm. I believe, based on that, your response, at least once a month, because it looks like you have used it on a monthly basis, so I believe the answer is yes. You did use the product at least 4 times within a year, and this would have occurred before being diagnosed with cancer. Does that make sense?
I use this once a month.
Yeah, okay. And so if you use it once a month, that's 12 times a year, and that's more mm-hmm. than 4 times in a year. So the answer is yes, you did use a hair treatment product more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then you received the diagnosis at doctor's office. Okay. And then you're a resident of the United States, is that right?
Yes.
Thank you, Carolyn. And then I already got this question. Your date of birth is May 24th, 1975. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know any other friend? Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers and diagnosed with cancer? Okay.
Mm-mm.
And then what state were you in when you first started using these products? Would that have been California?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using these products, or how old were you when you started using these products?
About 17 years ago.
17 years ago? Okay. So for approximate dates, can I use January 1st, 2007? That's 17 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
About February 2006.
February 2006?
Yes.
Okay, that's actually – okay. And then when did you stop using hair treatment products approximately?
A month before diagnosis.
Okay, all right.
October.
Okay. So I'll put October 21st, 2023.
Okay.
Okay, and then you already answered this question, which is you use these products on a monthly basis, and it looks like would you say you used it for 17 consecutive years?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and then did you use these products, did you get these products provided to you did you use them in a salon setting, a home setting, mostly? I'm sorry?
At home.
At home, okay, thank you. And you don't, this question you already answered, you don't currently use any hair treatment products, is that right?
Not anymore, no.
Okay. And then, Carolyn, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, good. Okay. And then what brand name product did you mostly use?
L'Oreal.
Would that be the Dark and Lovely brand? Or just L'Oreal. Okay, I got it. Okay, I put L'Oreal. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
No, it happened like a month before diagnosis.
Well, the question is, did your cancer occur more than 2 years after you first started using the product? And I believe the answer is yes, right? Because you first started using the product 17 years ago, and you got cancer 17 years later. So that's way more than 2 years between the time you got cancer and the time you first started using the product regularly. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, because the question can be confusing, but it's just asking, did 2 or more years, was there more than 2 years in between the time that you first started using the product and the time that you developed cancer? And the answer is yes, right, because it's 17 years. What's that?
I think I understand what you're saying now.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then what type of treatment did you receive for your cancer?
The treatment or the test, they did the blood test, transvaginal ultrasound, biopsy,
mm-hmm. Well,
and urine test.
That would be for diagnosing you to try to find out what was the issue, health concern. But once they found out that you had ovarian cancer, how did they treat the cancer? For example,
antibiotics.
Antibiotics?
Antibiotics, pain pills.
Did they do chemotherapy at all?
No, just the pain pills.
Okay. Antibiotics and pain medicine?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did your treatment begin?
Hormone medicine.
Oh, so that's part of your treatment as well?
Yes. I'm sorry. No. Sorry. My cat's peeing in the house.
Okay, it's fine.
Hang on one second.
Okay. Let me know when you're back.
Okay, I'm just going to take my cat outside.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. So where we left off, just to confirm, I think I heard where we were asking questions is what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer? And if I understand correctly, it would have been antibiotics, pain management, and medicine for pain and hormones, hormone management?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to rephrase it. The antibiotics, hormonal therapy, and then pain management.
Yes.
Okay. And then when did your treatment begin? How soon after your diagnosis did you start treatment?
It was about a month, maybe.
A month? Okay. So we can say maybe December 21st is when you started treatment?
No, yes.
Yes. Okay. December 21st. And then was your doctor that treated your ovarian cancer different from the doctor that diagnosed you? Or was it the same person, Dr. Paula Aiken?
It was the same one.
It was the same one. Okay.
I think. Yeah, it was.
It was? Okay.
It was under anesthesia.
Did you have to go through surgery at all?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of surgery did they do?
I don't know. I was under anesthesia.
Okay. And where were you treated at? Was it at a hospital setting?
Yes, it was at Marshall Medical Center.
Okay.
And the pharmacy. Do you need the pharmacy and stuff?
No, not yet. Was that Marshall Medical Center in Placerville?
Placerville, yeah.
Placerville, I'm sorry. Okay. And so the doctor that treated you, to the best of your knowledge, is the same doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. And that doctor, Dr. Aiken, was at Marshall Hospital in Placerville?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I've got a phone number for Placerville Hospital from the internet, 530-622-1441. Okay. Okay, and then now I can gather information about yourself. You're a female, is that right?
Right.
Okay, and then your marital status?
Single.
Okay, and then your ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And then Carolyn is your legal name. Is that spelled Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial, Carolyn?
No.
Okay. And the last name is Perez, P-E-R-E-Z?
Correct.
Okay. And then the law firm does need to request medical records, so they'll need your Social Security number to do so. Could you provide me your Social Security number?
549-418003.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it right. 549-418003.
Yes.
Okay. And then if you meet the criteria, I will have you sign an agreement between you and the law firm for representation. And then any copies of forms you sign will be sent to your email address. Can I get your email address, please?
PerezCarolyn12@gmail.com.
PerezCarolyn and the number 12@gmail.com?
Yes.
And Perez and Carolyn are spelled just the way you spell your first and last names?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then the best number that you can be reached is your number 530-651-8765?
Correct.
Okay, and that's a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any alternative number that you can be reached at?
No.
Okay, and then can I get your address, please?
3030 New Jersey Way, apartment number 104, Placerville, California, 95667.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 3030 New Jersey Way, that's apartment 104, that's in Placerville, California, 95667.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then do you happen to have any medical records in your possession, either at home or available to you through maybe like MyChart, that can confirm your diagnosis of ovarian cancer, maybe even your treatment plan?
No, my doctor does.
Okay, but your doctor does have them? Okay, good. And they'd be able to provide these records either by mail or electronically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good. Now, we're getting close to wrapping up. I can see that you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So I will be having you sign a legal agreement between you and the law firm. That's no cost representation, at least no upfront cost. The law firm is only paid if they're successful in getting you compensation for damages, like past medical bills, future medical bills, pain and suffering, and a loss of income. Okay. If they're successful, you get 60% of the recovery. The firm gets 40%. Once you finish the signing of the legal agreement and the release for medical records, you and I will be done. But there is one final step. That's a case verification call. The law firm just wants mm-hmm. to hear from you that you have, in fact, used a hair treatment product and developed ovarian cancer, and more importantly, that it's okay to begin working on your case by requesting medical records. Once they hear that it's okay to submit requests for medical records, they'll start working on your case. So once we're done signing, you and I will be done. Just don't forget about that last step, the case verification call. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, Opal Patino.
Okay, can you spell the first name? Opal, O-P-A-L?
Yes.
Okay, and the last name?
Patino. P-A-T-I-N-O.
Oh, okay. P-A-T-I-N-O?
Yes.
And the phone number?
530-957-4346.
Okay. And then what's the relationship to you, Opal?
He's just a friend.
Friend. Okay, very good. Okay, let me just confirm. Your contact is Opal Patino, 530-957-4346. He lives with you. And he's your friend?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me just reconfirm our responses to these questions before I have you sign the agreement. You would like to see if you meet the criteria. You did not get an attorney. You're willing to affirm under penalty that's true. You have used hair treatment products within the last 20 years. You actually used them for the last 17 years. You did develop ovarian cancer. Epithelial tumor was the subtype. Your diagnosis was November 21st, 2023. You were 48 at the mm-hmm. time of the diagnosis, and you turned 49 this past May. Your doctor that treated you as well as diagnosed you was Dr. Paula Aiken. You got the diagnosis at her office in her office, but where you were treated was actually at Marshall Hospital. You weren't living or diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. You did use the product more than four times within a year before you developed cancer, and you did use it on average about 12 times per year. You're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is May 24th, 1975. You never had breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You used the products in California between February of 2006 and October of 2023 monthly. You used it on a monthly basis. You used it for 17 consecutive years, mostly used at home. You currently don't use hot products, but you do have empty bottles and either receipts or empty bottles. You use L'Oreal. Your cancer was diagnosed more than 2 years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Your treatment for cancer would have been surgery, antibiotics, hormone therapy, and pain management, and that would have began about a month after your diagnosis. So we put December 21st, 2023, and that treating doctor would have been the same doctor, Dr. Paula Aiken. And then at 1100 Marshall Way in Placerville, and I've got the phone number.
Okay.
And then female, single, Caroline Perez. We confirm your social. We confirmed your email address, your phone number, and we confirmed your address. And everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message. That text message will have a link to the forms to sign. And then once we complete signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget the case verification call.
Okay.
And I'm
sorry
to hear.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. And I know you're about to get great legal representation from a great firm.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
No, Carolyn, the last step is actually signing the agreement. So did you get the text message?
Let me see, my phone's going to die.
Coming from DocuSign. It's the link to the DocuSign agreements.
I got it.
Okay. You want to click on that link and you'll have to agree to, have you ever done DocuSign before?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll walk you through it. You'll click on the link.
Okay.
And you'll have to agree to SMS messages. Did you see that? And then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. Now you'll see my name, John Maurer, below that. And then scroll down to the bottom. You'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
And then you can actually hit the yellow navigation button, which is start. And that'll take you to places on the pages that need initials or signatures.
Okay.
And then
hit the box?
Yeah, you'll hit the box, correct, yeah. And that'll put a signature in that box.
Okay.
How are you doing on signing?
Signing away.
When you've done the last signature, it'll say confirm finish or just hit the yellow finish button, and then it'll confirm that you're finished. By the way, the law firm is a very good, prestigious law firm, Pulaski Kirker, Robin Law, and Robin Rainish. You have three different law firms that are agreeing to work on your case.
Okay.
Great, great firms. Once we complete this, you're basically signing the agreements for these firms, and then you're signing an authorization to release medical records. The last step, as I mentioned to you, is the case verification call between you and the firm.
Okay.
Let me know when you're finished.
I think I'm done.
Yes, I see that you are done. And so the last step for me is I'd like to send you a text message from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California. As you probably figured out, I'm not the lawyer. I'm just a person that does the – we are called legal case intake specialists. We do the interview to see if you meet the criteria, and then you do, and we connect you to the law firm. So my role is almost done, but what I want to do is I want to send you a text with my contact information so you always know who's the guy that signed me up. And more importantly is if you don't get a call from the law firm between, say, by Wednesday, let me know. Because by Wednesday, they should have reached out to you to complete the case verification call. It should happen either today or tomorrow at the latest. But if it doesn't, call me by Wednesday, okay? And I'm going to give you the name of the phone number to the – well, no, it's okay. I'm going to text it to you so you don't have to write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to text it to you. Yeah, let me – okay, so I just sent you a text message. By now, you should have received it.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So if you don't – once again, thank you for letting me help you. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together, the very fact that you developed ovarian cancer, which – we know it can be linked to these hair treatment products, but you're about to get justice. And the firm that's going to be representing you, or about to represent you, is a very prestigious, very experienced law firm. So you'd be in good hands. Carolyn, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you again and wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great week. And if you don't hear from the firm, call me on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Carolyn. Take care.
You too. Bye.